Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God! Ah! I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We are here live on location from Scaresville. We are here for our very first time. It's myself, Mikey, along with Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well. I'm dead excited. We're back in the UK for some UK scares and I cannot wait.
Absolutely. We've never been here before and it's come highly recommended by Scare Tour and ScareCon. It actually won a SCAR Award for Best Multi-Part Event in 2018, so I'm very excited to go through it. Hannah, do you want to explain to the listeners in case they're not entirely sure what a multi-part event is?
So a multi-part is where you go in and you do each attraction in a specific order, and there's no sort of breaks in between, there's no toilet breaks, there's no let's go have a beer or have leisure time, and it fully immerses you into the story and the whole world that the attraction is, and
yeah,
I love it.
Definitely, it's different to other sort of festival style like scare attraction parks, screen parks. It's you arrive here at the Unfair Ground, which is like a holding area. We're going to go in there in a moment and let you know all about that. Then you do, like Hannah says, you do each attraction, or it might be one whole long big attraction. It's a whole trail that lasts approximately an hour, so you're basically scared stiff for the whole hour. After that, you're then taken out into their bar barrack. It's their bar.
Which sounds great.
Great to have it. And that's where you basically have your debrief, have your breather and laugh about each other, having a good scare. We're very excited. We would like to say a huge thank you to Scaresville for letting us come here. It's in Kentwell Hall, down south. That's where we are today. So yeah, I reckon we go into this big scary mouth, into the Unfair Ground. And guys, if you want to see a few visuals from today as well, obviously we can't record inside the attraction, but we can do some recording audio and video of the Unfair Ground and Bar Barrack. So yeah, check out our YouTube channel for that, youtube.com/scaretrack, to check out our mini scare cam episode, and stick here for our full in-depth review of the attraction when we get out. Right, Hannah's going to have a tarot reading.
Okay, now do not worry. It's all perfectly safe. And I will say this ahead of time, if you get the death card, that just means change, doesn't it?
Very
in which case, worry. Now, which one do we want? That, this one or this one?
Ladies and gentlemen, some of you may have noticed our beautiful bearded lady over here, Madame Zelda.
Glasses of wine.
Quite interesting. We have you. Cups, ones, swords. No major arcana. Major arcana are the big showy cards like Death or the Empress or the Priestess. When we have no major arcana, it can be a sign that at times we feel a bit overlooked. People notice the other people in the room, which is odd for one so pretty as you. No. Ones are training, apprenticeship, teaching and learning. Cups, generosity and compassion, having a very big heart. Swords, conflict, protection, resolution. When we have the two of wands and the four of wands, they're both in the same direction, which is a good sign. You're quite well balanced. You find the task at hand relatively easy, but not boring. The two, though, is a confidence thing.
Right then, so we are still here at the Unfair Ground at Scaresville, which has the best atmosphere. It's just nice and relaxed and fun. It's like an old school fairground. It's got the autumn Halloween feel. It's so lovely. Hannah's playing a game of Wheel of Fortune. You've just got number two. Sniff the armpits of the person next to you.
Ooh.
Oh, yes, that was lovely. We'll have to do that again on Scarecam in a second. That was a really fun little escape the cabin game, wasn't it? We didn't quite do it. We were right at the end. We got the code for the door, but we couldn't figure out the door.
It was so much fun, and it had a really good scare in it as well that got me.
So if you obviously get here, I'd say get here a good 40 minutes before your slot. And then you can really just soak up the atmosphere. They just had a little show on, like, someone doing a suspension show. Hannah just had her tarot cards read. Was that... we did record a bit. I'm not sure if we could be able to hear it too well, so I'll see if we'll be able to put it in or not. But it was kind of bang on.
It was kind of bang on. I need to spend more time looking after myself.
True.
I should take a look at taking a step up in my job.
Well, after everything that's just happened, we completely understand that.
I feel like I've been overlooked at times, and feel like I'm coming out of my shell now.
Everything you just said is very true. Very, very, very true. Okay, so we're going to film some more for Scarecam, because there's loads of fun stuff here for you to be able to see, so check that out over on our YouTube channel. And it's not long before it's our turn to go through Scaresville. Right then, so we have seen the entertainment, we've had some food and drink, Hannah's had her tarot cards read, and we saw someone with a fire sword. That was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was really good.
And now it's time to go through Scaresville. It's like an hour long, fully immersive, full trail of scares, multi-part event. Quite nervous. Are you? Are you excited?
Yeah, I don't know what to expect, really.
Yeah, I'm really excited. But out there was really fun. It was such a lovely, cool atmosphere. Genuinely really enjoyed that. Right, so we've just joined sort of like the pre-queue before we go in, and we'll let you know all about it when we come out. Like I say, stick around for some snippets of the action whilst we go through and scream our heads off. I don't like it because, that's good.
What do you want?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness?
Yeah.
Go away! The rest of you inside.
No!
Kneel!
Bow your heads and pray for your redemption.
That was cool.
She's on a bungee.
Yeah, it's like on a bungee. That was really cool. It's cool that they stop you all there as well to make sure you all get the scare. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just
the light, but I thought this dangling.
Just like ripped my hand. step.
Danger. We're like in a war zone time. It's cool, it just changes from scene to scene.
Yes, it's our kids down, it's down, it's down, it's down, it's down.
Stop! Oh. Right, line up, all of you! Line up! All right, potty mouth. Oh, dearie me. What's your name?
Hannah.
Hannah. Hannah, come here. Stand and face your group, Hannah. Right then. Hannah, who's been screaming the most? Apart from you. Really? What's your name? What's your name?
Evie.
All right, Evie, I'm supposing you don't want to go out there on your own and go through the woods, do you? Right. Stop there doing that, you've got me. 5 star jumps and 2 press ups now, go. Now, it's only a bit mud, come on! Come on, 1, 2, 3, what is that? 4, 5, 2 press ups now, it's only a bit of mud, come on! Come on, otherwise she's going out there! Look bad, do you? Get back in line! Oh, do we? Didn't have to touch the floor, did they? Just your hands.
She can't anyway. she can't do a push up, mate.
Right in! You're gonna go through this next section. Excuse me! Get back over there! Come on! Over there! You're gonna need a phrase for this next section. To get through this next section, you'll need a phrase. They're a bit mad, so the phrase is Jacques me Hoff. Okay, you got that? Right.
Chat me off.
What's your name?
Mikey.
Mikey, stand there, face me, everyone line up behind Mikey. I seem to jump quite a bit when I turn the light on. Come with me.
Okay then guys, so we have just experienced Scaresville, the haunted village. Really, really enjoyed that. Very, very long. It's myself and Hannah. We're back in the car now because it's got a little bit nippy, hasn't it?
It's very chilly. I want to go back to sunny weather.
It has been sunny where we've been, but we are back in glorious old England. And this event, first ever time we visited, genuinely really, really enjoyed it. It's been going for 13 years now, and you can see why it is an award-winning event from ScareCon with the Scar Awards for the best multi-part event. Why? Because, one, it's so, so long, isn't it, Hannah?
Oh, we were in there for well over an hour, and it was just non-stop, and it wasn't long, as in, like, you'd have loads of dead space. It was pretty much non-stop.
Yeah, there was lots of different areas. So different to other multi-part events we've been to where you will walk a little bit, there's a house, walk a little bit, there's a house. Which, don't get me wrong, we love those style of events as well. This one was more of just a full-on trail that sort of never stopped. Obviously, there were some slightly quieter moments to some more intense moments, but there was no set mazes as such. It was just you were in a hillbilly section, and then you were in a clown section, then you're in like a Mad Max section, and then you're in a church.
Rat laboratory.
And it was just a complete different themes throughout. And then the beginning section was just a mishmash funhouse, wasn't it? You'd go to a dentist chair, you'd go to like you said, a laboratory, you'll go through clowns. There's just loads of different stuff. Really, really enjoyed it. There's some great different scare tactics in there, some great acting. The actors were all on point. Really do appreciate the hard work, because they run from the 2nd of October to the 2nd of November, and they are open every single night. Take note, Everscare Parks. Please take note. They're open every single other night.
And this was a really busy Wednesday night.
Absolutely. It's a Wednesday night and they're really busy. So
it's
guys,
10 o'clock now and they're still sending groups through.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, their throughputs and their capacities are going to be slightly different to other events because it's a whole linear attraction from start to finish. But they take that into account with the unfair ground. So let's talk about that. Obviously, you heard us there on location a moment ago. I really like the sort of setup they've got. You're in a virtual... You're basically queuing up to go in, but you don't realise you're queuing up.
Yeah. You definitely don't realise it. And it's really good. They have little stage shows to keep you entertained. You can get some hot and cold drinks, which, you know, and you can get food. You can go in an escape game. You can get your tarot read. You can play hook a duck.
Yeah, it was just really cool. It was really, really sort of old school, friendly family fun. There's a load of pumpkins about, a little big top area.
I was enjoying it so much I forgot we were going in a maze.
Yeah, they called our number. It was like, oh, bugger, I wanted to stay here. The girl doing the fire show was really good as well because she... We spoke to the owners and we were like, the good thing about this girl doing the fire show is that she stayed in character. You go to some places, you go, okay, great, she's doing a fire show, but she's in a skimpy outfit smiling. It's like... Don't get me wrong, I like girls in skimpy outfits smiling, but it's cool that she came out with a character. She was all demonic to start with. She ran into the audience and no one was expecting it. She instantly broke that fourth wall, which I don't think any other stage shows really do. So I really enjoyed the setup. I enjoyed the ending as well. We went into the bar, Barrack Bar, which is really nice to set out. They have a video.
Looked really nice.
Yeah, it was. It looked really good. Really, they had some selections of food. They had some selections of drinks, well priced as well. Mm-hmm. And they had a cool video screen where you could see people jumping out of the final room.
Yeah.
So the scares were cool there as well. So the beginning and the end, really good. And like we say, a whole hour of immersive scares throughout. Some good set pieces in there. People on bungees. We don't see that often here in the UK. They had someone on a bungee
really
string.
Well.
Yeah, in the church scene. Bear in mind, there might be a couple of spoilers here, guys. We also had a voodoo demonic scene where we were all around a table. We had to bang, 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 bang. All of a sudden, lights changed and a demon would arise from the table. And there were some good... scare tactics in there. They had a good use of lighting as well, which surprised me. I'm going to be 100% honest, because it's all out in the woods and it's in basically big either warehouses or sheds or caravans or cars, or there's lots of different set pieces they've built here. It's all real life stuff as well. They haven't gone out and bought a fake maze, if that makes sense. They've put it in proper barns or sheds and things like that.
We were chatting to the team afterwards, and they build it all in 3 weeks, which I think is really impressive.
Really impressive, really insane, especially for how long it is and how long it goes for. Yeah, definitely. They build it just after their summer run during their Tudor events, then ready 3 weeks for Halloween. So a real big kudos again to them. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by how it wasn't just some scares in the woods. It wasn't just some people jumping out in their barns. It was, you'd go into a scene and there would be a light change. There would be, they basically... Although, we spoke to the team, they don't go out to Transworld and buy thousands of pounds worth of tech. They use quite standard low tech, but they use it very, very well. The scares that have the change of light and the change of sound with a gust of smoke and an actor, that's a triple threat plus an actor there. So, you know, that's adding to that scare. Quadruple threat of a scare. And they use that well. They do a really good job. The scenes that were sort of like set scenes worked really well. Just the throughput scenes worked really well. We did hit a couple of snags on the way, and we wouldn't be the honest Scare Chat podcast that we are if we didn't bring them up. Obviously, we would like to thank Scaresville for letting us come and review their event for them, and I completely enjoyed it. The only couple of snags was batching. And it was explained well when we were chatting to the team about it afterwards. It's like a motorway. Some people will go too slow on a motorway. Some people will speed. Some people will go the correct speed limit. And it just seems to be that's the case. We were stayed around for a couple of hours afterwards as well, watching people go through the bar and watching people leave. And you can tell that certain times they're perfect with the batching, is in the fact that people do leave that gap throughout the whole time because there's big spaces in between the last scares, but we must have been within a group of two or three groups that just unfortunately the people in front of us were going very, very slow and the people behind us were going very, very fast.
Yeah, they do warn you about it on the website and on sort of like the pre-brief video that you've shown that people will... Actors will make you stop if you're catching up and you're going too fast. And we were ready for it. It was, I think it was just we weren't expecting how much we would be waiting.
Stopping and starting.
And then in a couple of the mazes as well, it was like we were queuing in black corridors because the group were in the room in front of us. And it's not scares of his fault at all.
No.
Did put a little bit of a downer on it.
Yeah, I think it can be a case of we were a group behind a big group of girls in front of us who literally did not want to go forwards because they were too scared, yeah. Basically. Also, you could argue that I was at fault because there's certain points where it is really pitch black corridors, and we need to come on to that in a moment as well. Pitch black corridors and really tight corridors. Now, lots of people are very scared and very cautious about doing that, understandably, whereas me, I've done a few mazes, I was just happy to get out of there.
Yeah.
So I went through that really, really quick. Although they have their tactics to try and stop groups going forwards, some worked really well, some not as well. So one that does work well is that we were coming up to an army scene and we were put into a box and saying, look for the exit. And then it sort of like had a sound effect that was like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, getting faster. So we were all looking around in this pitch black dark box to try and find the exit. There was no exit. It was just someone keeping us in there for 30 seconds to try and let the other group...
It worked really well, though.
It worked well.
And I think maybe a few more static scenes and maybe like that would have slowed... us down.
Definitely.
Like, not, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But the problem is, if you do have too many, then you're backlogging the beginning. You're backlogging the front. Another point was the actors, obviously, in character, were trying to stop us. Like, they'll stop right in front of us and just put their hands out and try and do it in character. But I think some actors don't need to be scared to talk. There was a few speaking roles in there, and they did it really, really well. The voodoo girl was fantastic, and the vicar was really good as well. But there was the hillbilly scene where we were grunted at to sort of stay there, which is fine. But I just think if she'd gone, you know, hey there,
you're going
too fast, folks. Stay here in this saloon while I make sure that the coast is clear. Something like that.
It would have made it more obvious that we had to wait because the grunt and like motion to back up. We thought we'd gone the wrong way.
Yeah. So obviously, and sometimes when scarers are more in control of just throughput, they don't get the chance to scare as much. Mm. But I'd say they're the only sort. That's the only thing, really. I mean. It might have been that we were just in an awkward position. Like we say, we watched for an hour or so afterwards, yeah. And we saw the groups batching, not batching, because they all batched very well at the beginning, but they were all coming out at good spaced times. So I think we were just in a little bit of a couple of dodgy groups. A group in front of us going too slow, a group behind us going really fast. The only other thing that is mentioned on the website as well, and I think it will heighten your experience, is book your slot with your group. There was only two of us today, and this is completely not Scaresville's fault at all. Oh my god, our group were annoying. Oh,
they're like 12, 13 year old girls.
Come up for air, girls. Stop talking.
Stop.
Shut up.
Like, when we edit this, it's going to be a struggle to edit them out because they non stop. Like, we listened extensively in a maze about how they couldn't decide whether they wanted to take their coats off.
I'm going to take my coat off because it's too hot. Actually, no, it's too cold, so I'm going to leave it on. Have you taken your coat off? I don't know if I'm going to take my coat off. Oh, that's a new coat. Where'd you get it from? Primark? They don't have a Primark near me, but we do have a Lidl.
We've been through attractions before where I've turned around to that person and I've politely been like, can you please just stop because you're ruining it for everyone? But when you're with someone for an hour, you can't
you
really
can't
say
really
that, especially when their parent or guardian is with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But I would
but
say...
But it is on the website, so I would say...
Exactly.
And you have really confined spaces together, which is awkward when you don't know the person.
Mm.
Like, I grabbed this one woman's arm numerous times.
I'm glad you said arm, then.
So I would highly recommend coming with a group of friends.
Absolutely, yeah. And so if you book your slot with your friend, and it does say this on the website, you know, Scaresville, they've been doing this a long time. They're no newbies. They basically say, look, if you want to be here with your friends, be with your friends. If you're not going to book it for that many people, you'll be with other people. That's just the way it is. If you do want to get up close and personal with a friend without them realising that's what you're planning, bring them to Scaresville. There's plenty of small little boxes they can cram you in. But, like we say, the main positives really were actors really on point, really enjoyed them. The length of it was awesome. Some really good set pieces. And to finish off here, you can tell that this is a homegrown event. They haven't got that massive pot of money. They haven't gone to someone in America, Transworld, saying, build me this and I'll buy this, this and this.
Yeah.
They've made it from scratch. They've done it themselves. It's a homegrown, wear your heart on your sleeve kind of place. And that shows it's something that's not too intense. I do think that some sections could have been a little bit more intense. I think the last scene was awesome with the chainsaw finale, but I think the house before, so maybe some strobes, maybe some hardcore music, maybe some smoke, that would have made the hay bale scene just, whoa, this is a crazy finale. Whereas a little bit more of a chilled out finale, which again works well because it gives you a full sense of security before the chainsaw. So it's all relative. Some people may love that bit. Some people may go, oh, no, I could talk more. But it is a real good family fun event.
Yeah.
I could bring my niece and nephew here. I could bring, you know, my uncle, and I could bring my granddad. You know, it's one of those events, isn't it, that you could just bring everyone. And everyone does come here. They do have a few young people, and they said they had a lady go through with the Zimmer frame the other day. So you could really have anyone. So I think that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap Podcast, a review episode of Scaresville, the haunted village. Guys, make sure you get your tickets for Scaresville. It's www.scaresville.co.uk. That's scaresville.co.uk. They're still running until the 2nd of November, and that's every single night. We mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast. Other places, please take note. Your places, your establishments are built. Okay, all you gotta do is pay your actors. That's the only outgoing you get. You can get bums on seats. You can get people through your door if you are open in the midweek. Here tonight, they had nearly 1,000 people, and it's a Wednesday in the middle of the season. Some places aren't even open yet. Madness. But yeah, definitely get your tickets. Like I say, they are open every single night until the 2nd of November. Scaresville.co.uk. Guys, make sure you watch our mini scare cam episode over on our YouTube channel, where you'll be able to see a few snippets of the unfair ground and the barbaric bar. Head over to youtube.com/scaretrack. And remember, if you've been to Scaresville, why not let us know on social media? We'd love to hear your thoughts, or your thoughts on any event that you've been here this season. We've got Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Scare Track. And Hannah has her own Instagram Scare Track account as well, ScareTrack_Hannah. And you're loving it, aren't you?
I've discovered stories.
And there we go, guys. Also, Hannah's on TikTok, Scare Track Hannah. You can follow her on there. And I think that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. A huge thank you to Scaresville for letting us come and check your awesome place out. And thank you to you guys for listening to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We'll see you next time. See you later, guys.